time for Conversations with the Mayor is brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And we are joined now on the phone by Hillsboro Mayor Mark Bell. Mark, how's it going today?
Hi, Andrew. It's going well. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. You had a meeting last night, I believe, of the Town Board of Commissioners. And one item that caught my eye was you were supposed to get a report on crime trends from 2023 from the Hillsboro Police Department. So I wonder if you could fill us in on how that went.
You bet. Yes. So a meeting last night went a little bit late. And one of the items was kind of an annual review from Hillsboro Police Chief Dwayne Hampton about trends and kind of summary information about the end of year 2023 report. And a couple of the highlights, I mean, they're sliced and diced numerous different ways, but the highlights are that our 2023 numbers are similar to 2021. And in terms of violent crime, our numbers for 2023 are in keeping with far less than even going back 10 years. So, and that 2022 was an outlier year for maybe two reasons. One is the pandemic probably had an impact on some of that. But then also we had three crimes in particular that had numerous victims is the word we use to describe them. So the numbers look a little skewed for 2022 because these three incidents had numerous people involved. Like if somebody brandishes a gun at a party, you've got one crime that was committed, but you might have 10 or 20 victims. So the numbers for 2022 look a little skewed. And because we're a small town, we don't have a very large number of many kinds of crimes. And so just one incident can, you know, double your stats for that particular category. So a lot of interpretation by Chief Hampton, and then looking at a lot of different graphs and tables, you know, around violent crimes, nonviolent crimes, traffic citations, and calls for mental health support. That was a new one. So overall, though, it was pretty steady.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that small town point a little bit more because it's sort of kind of a double whammy in a small town in that, as you were saying, just a couple of incidents can really kind of skew those numbers pretty highly. It's also a situation where anecdotally a couple of incidents kind of has, you know, a bunch of people have on their mind, oh, this thing happened, we heard about it, and then kind of this perception can grow from that. Kind of want to circle back to your point that the trends are very similar to what we've been seeing in a lot of ways in Hillsboro. Was there anything that stood out to you that maybe not even necessarily as an action item or just but something that you wanted to keep an eye on based on this most recent report?
Good question. We did have a couple of shootings that resulted in death, and we had gone many years without a fatality. So when we had, I think, three in one year, that was never had three in one year to anyone's recollection. So that was concerning, really concerning, and we have a good idea of kind of the dynamic that goes on there, and numerous interventions have been made in different communities to help put out the word about the scenarios that kind of lead to these situations. And because we are we're near two interstates, 85 and 40, a preponderance of our crimes are committed as opportunistically. So people are coming through, they stop, and then get into some type of trouble. So those are kind of the two things that really stick out in my mind, the opportunistic out of town, maybe even out of state crime, and then also the violent crimes like murder.
We are visiting with Mark Bell, Hillsboro Mayor, and talking about the Board of Commissioners meeting last night where they got an update from the Hillsboro Police on crime trends. Were there any other items on that agenda that were noteworthy for you?
I think last week we mentioned the fact that we were going to review kind of what our public record retention policy is regarding the video recordings of town board meetings. So we revisited that and kind of refined that, and we've asked staff to come back and kind of narrow what the range of options are to create an official policy for how long we will keep recordings. State law says we don't have to keep them once we have published the official minutes of a meeting. Then we can destroy recordings, but we don't want to destroy them right away, of course. So anyway, we talked about that for a while, and then we also talked about some kind of technical water and sewer related issues regarding reduced pressure zone devices that helps prevent backflow contamination of the sanitary water system. And then also when redevelopment is sufficient for a project, that it triggers the need for a new septic system line. Like many towns in North Carolina, we have some sections of our water and sewer system that are really, really old, you know, over 100 years old. And then, so the question is, when something is redeveloped, when do we require new lines be brought to that property to upsize them and get them kind of more to a modern code? So those are the two other things, really.
Since you brought up the thrilling world of water and wastewater management systems, I thought it'd be good to ask you about the Wasamba agreement discussion that's going on amongst the municipalities in the area. Do you know when Hillsborough is going to take up that topic?
We did. We approved it last night.
Oh, there we go.
Consent agenda. And there were proponents and opponents of that. And some wanted us to take it off of the consent agenda and discuss it, but we didn't feel there was any need on the part of the board to do that. We're pretty clear that this really needed to be approved and let Chapel Hill and Owosso go about getting on with their work. Not really related to what Hillsborough is involved with.
Well said. we're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell. And the only other thing I had to talk about was, I see that you have a budget retreat coming up this weekend. Is there anything in particular that you know you'll be talking about in that budget retreat?
Yeah, a lot of the things we talk about at the budget retreats are kind of pro forma. We talk about them every year. But this year, to frame it, we're looking at a number of large expenditures that the town needs to make over the next several years around water and sewer, around, we'd love to have a companion to the Riverwalk called Ridgewalk, and that's a long-term multi-million dollar project. So we have all these multi-million dollar projects that we really want to do, and then we have to prioritize those and figure out how to pay for them over time. So I think there'll be a significant amount of the budget retreat talking and prioritizing about those things that we need to do.
We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell, and we're just about out of time. Is there anything you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
I don't have anything that jumps out.
All right, then I appreciate you taking the time and look forward to visiting again next week.
My pleasure. Thank you, Andrew.